My friends of our 48 states, of our territories, of our dependencies, and of the Commonwealth of the Philippines, I like to think that the celebrations being held from one end of the country to the other tonight are an indication of the national determination to wage unending warfare against a national peril. We are all engaged in the campaign which, because of special circumstances, requires that our effort shall be nationwide, unified, continuous. Infantile paralysis is an enemy which neither slumbers nor sleeps. It lurks in hidden places. It strikes without warning, whether the victim be child or youth, or man or woman of mature years. I emphasize the importance of a national, continuous campaign because experience tells us that epidemic diseases can be stamped out only through carefully directed work on a nationwide scale. We need, therefore, the cooperation of every state and county, every city and town, every hamlet and crossroads community in this work. Only by such cooperation has tuberculosis been brought under control in our lifetime, and only by the same concerted action will the scourge of infantile paralysis be stamped out. I should like to say just a word about the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. Not yet 2 years old, it is a mature and efficient organization working industriously to perform its functions with but one objective, the banishment of infantile paralysis. Last year, the National Foundation received all of the net proceeds of the birthday parties for its national work. And this year, 50%, half of the net proceeds of tonight's parties, will go to the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. But the remaining half, the remaining 50%, will be spent in the communities where the money is being raised. The funds will be administered through county chapters. These chapters of the National Foundation will be composed of those chairmen who have worked so hard to make this year's drive the success we all anticipate, and those other members of the communities whose association with medicine, public health activities, and other agencies give them special equipment to supervise infantile paralysis relief work in the local communities. While the county chapters extend local assistance to victims, especially those who are without funds, and I emphasize that, the National Foundation must carry on with equal persistence the work of tracking the germ of the disease to its source. We believe that this basis of the division of funds will also afford a well-balanced division of activity between the central organization and the far-flung county community. Thus, while the central organization directs the broad work of research and care and treatment, local relief will be carried out through county chapters in accord with the old-fashioned, old-line American principle of local self-determination. In thanking all who have made possible the widespread celebrations being held tonight, I am informed that some 25,000 events are being carried out. May I, in passing, speak of one phase of this campaign which touches me personally. I refer to the fact that these celebrations to raise funds are being held on my birthday. I consider that as only an incident, and not a very important incident at that. By this I do not mean that I am insensible of the honor which the selection of my birthday for this effort implies. I am deeply appreciative of that honor, and I feel in my heart a joy greater than I express, greater than I can possibly express, that in this year, as in previous years beginning in 1934, my birthday should be chosen as a pivotal date around which this splendid campaign should move. The point I wish to make is that the really important thing is the work itself. For that noble work, one day is as good as another. The ideal we strive for is to work every day in the task which is ours to achieve. Again, as in previous years, I must take this means of thanking the vast army who have worked for the success of this campaign. Their very number, greater than ever, will be known, greater than ever anybody can possibly understand, precludes individual acknowledgement on my part. My thanks go to all who have made contributions either directly or indirectly, whether through patronage of the party, in contributing to the March of Dimes, or aiding this great work by other means. And I desire also to express my heartfelt appreciation to the thousands and thousands of friends who have sent me their birthday greetings. With my thanks to all of my countrymen goes from the depth of my soul a prayer that God will bless the work and the worker. The good cause must go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the President of the United States